At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort, or call 765-654-7028.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfort, and Elwood.
Community-minded, just like you.
Reach your educational goals faster by taking an 8-week class at Ivy Tech Community College Lafayette. 8-week classes begin March 19th and end May 12th. Earn credits towards an associate degree or certificate and step into a high-paying, in-demand job. Or transfer your credits towards a bachelor's degree at Purdue, IU, Ball State, or Indiana State. Visit the Ivy Tech campus in Frankfort at 251 East Clinton Street or call 765-659-4687 for more information.
Like most moms, you care about what goes into your grocery cart.
At Indiana Kitchen, we get it. We have families, too.
That's why, as a premium brand of bacon, ham, and fresh pork, we're proud to be a real Indiana company.
Because we can work closely with our surrounding Midwest farmers.
To make sure our hardwood-smoked bacon, tender hams, and wholesome fresh pork products are the highest quality.
From our kitchen to your kitchen, we're Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products.
Get to know us at indianakitchen.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, We're Your Shield and Your Shelter, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works For You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen premium pork products, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. Hey, when you're looking for simply the best food around, the only name you need to know is Johnny V's Main Street Grill in Frankfort. Johnny V's has great daily lunch specials, starting like meatloaf, baked steak, chicken and noodles, and more. They also offer a great selection of other lunch specials starting at just $5.99. Johnny V's also features awesome steaks, real catfish fillets, and more. Why not try one of their 100% beef Angus burgers or their new mouth-watering prime rib burger? That's Johnny V's Main Street Grill, west side of the square in Frankfort. Or you can check them out at johnnyvs.net for more information. I'm Larry Glass, and welcome back to Party Line. I'm now have my co-host with me, Ken Hartman, and our special guest today, Sue Elpersman. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Great to be back on the show.
Yes, it's good. Always good to have you back on.
Sue, how you doing? Long time no talk to you.
Same here, Ken. So glad to be there by air in Frankfurt.
Well, hey, Ivy Tech unveiled a new long-term plan.
Back at the first of the year.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have been working very hard over the last year to make sure that we are serving Indiana as it needs us to serve. So we went out and asked more than 250 of our key stakeholders across the state. We involved 2,000 of our own colleagues, faculty, and staff across the state, and really have honed in on what we believe we need to do in order to help Indiana and specifically those Hoosiers in all of our communities be successful in the workplace and in their prosperity and to help our communities thrive. So we have set a big goal for our college, which is 50,000 degrees, credentials per year across the state. And why that's important, Ken and Larry, is today we're at 21,000, and we want to lift that number to 50,000, which really helps Indiana achieve its two key metrics. One is that Lumina goal of 60% of our workforce having a post-secondary degree or credential. That Lumina has helped set that goal. They're recommending all states get there. And Indiana's only at 41%. Your county is at 25%. So we have a big lift to help our workforce have the credentials they need. And if you listen to Governor Holcomb at his State of the State, he talked about the next 10 years, we will have 1 million more jobs in the state, 700,000 from retirements, but 300,000 new jobs. Of those, more than half will require a post-secondary degree. So if you take that 500,000 divided by 10, that gives you the 50,000. And that's really our commitment in that sub-baccalaureate space to help students of all ages get a degree or credential that will help them have a great job, a great middle skills job, or above in their communities and be able to thrive.
You know, I love your website. I went on your website this morning, and you've got this big green wheel there, and you can spin the wheel. You know what I'm talking about? You can spin the wheel and land on something. Well, I landed on a dental assistant, and it tells, you know, about the dental assistant, you know, a lot of other information, but it tells, you know, what a dental assistant makes, you know, $17.27 an hour, and, you know, here's the education that you need to get that certificate or whatever to be a dental certificate or dental assistant. The thing is, you can spin that wheel on, I mean, there's a bunch of different things there. And for a kid coming out of high school and, you know, maybe traditional college isn't for them. Maybe they, you know, they don't want a 4-year degree, but maybe they want to be a dental assistant or, you know, do something like this. This is a great way to look at different things, you know, what the pay is. And I think it's great. I loved it.
Well, there are so many jobs that you're exactly right. Not all jobs require that 4-year degree. There are so many in the 2-year associate or less, the shorter term certificates like welding, industrial maintenance. There are some IT careers that with the right certifications, you can get a $25 to $35 or $40 an hour job too with. So I think helping both our young 18-year-olds as they're thinking about what they do, but as well that 35 or 45-year-old who maybe never had the opportunity to go to school. Now there are just so many good jobs that can lift them from that entry-level job they're in today into a middle-class income and middle-skills job. In fact, if you've been hearing about the governor's initiative, the next-level jobs, in Indiana, those working adults can go back for free in what we call the 4-flame or 5-flame jobs. Those are hot jobs in Indiana, but things like industrial maintenance, like software development and cybersecurity and welding and some in the health professions as well. The nextleveljobs.org website is one where people can look at that and they can come back to Ivy Tech or Vincennes, and we will get them that degree or credential at no charge. So that's really important. It's a great opportunity that Indiana's doing, and Ivy Tech is privileged to help the state in this way, to help our employers have the employees they need to continue to grow. As you know, Indiana's economy is just rocking,
right?
But it needs people with the skills to do those jobs that, you know, more and more automation in the workplace, more and more artificial intelligence, and you think about there's not a company around that doesn't need someone or ones in IT to help them. So in the world we're in, we really need the majority of Hoosiers to have some kind of post-secondary, and that's really what Ivy Tech's all about.
I know that Caterpillar right now is hiring heavily. They need workers. And so Ivy Tech, I know that they have a program where you can go to school and learn about engines and engine repair and engine rebuilds and all that kind of stuff, and basically how to build it, take an engine apart and rebuild it. So, you know, that would be something that Caterpillar in Lafayette would be looking for. And so, you know, Ivy Tech has filled that niche of, providing classes that would help somebody out of high school, you know, get an education to go to work at a wonderful company like Caterpillar and make good money.
Yeah, the one of the nice things that we're able to do is we're already working with many of those students while they're in high school through mm-hmm. our dual credit courses, which in the CTE area, in the career technical education area, they can get part or all of that certificate while they're still in high school, or finish it when they get out of high school and then be ready to go into the workforce in an even shorter period of time. But we're very pleased. We're working with Clinton Central High School there, and certainly these are great opportunities for our high school students to get a jump start on that post-secondary, whether they're going off to a four-year school or whether they want to go into the workplace. We still see about 60% of our students will go directly into the workforce when they complete that degree or credential.
Sure.
And then, of course, we always respect those students who will go on to Purdue or any of our other good higher education facilities around the state. But you're right, there are great opportunities out there at Caterpillar and all kinds of great mm-hmm. companies around Indiana.
Well, I just read this morning, according to the Center for Higher Education, each year Indiana graduates 70,000 students from high school, with 35% of these young adults not pursuing a college degree.
Yeah,
this translates to yes. 24,000 students.
Yes, and we always say that's the 24,000 or 25,000 high school students who really don't have a plan when they graduate. And if we could get even half of those students to come back or to go on into some kind of credential, what a difference we could make in their lives. And for us, most of our credentials are what we call stackable. So even if the first step, let's say that person comes and gets a welding certification from us first, they can then come back in a year or two and come back part-time while they're working and finish their industrial maintenance degree. And then maybe after that, they'll want to get a bachelor's degree in management. All those are, we now are very adept at stacking those credentials so that you don't have to do it all at one time, but each one you add will give you an ever higher level job in the organization you're in or whatever you want to pursue. So agreed, we certainly are in our strategic plan focusing on those 24,000, as you said,
sure,
high school seniors who don't have a plan and would love to get many more of those to come to Ivy Tech mm-hmm. to pursue that post-secondary.
Sue, what's your thoughts on how the Frankfurt Ivy Tech is doing in here, and is it making the progress that you guys would like to see it make?
Well, we know we have about 200 students there this spring. Of course, we know for one of our sites to be successful, it really does take the community to come around it. And you all in Frankfurt, of course, rest his soul, Vern Casper, the great support that you and all in the mayor and the community and the superintendents have given really are what it's going to take for it to be successful. So we're pleased with where it is. We'd, of course, like to see it continue to grow. And we don't want it to be just for high school students and 18-year-olds. We really want it to be there for those adults who really need that next credential to be successful, to have the kind of prosperity they want for their families. And we hope that great Frankfurt facility will be the thing that helps them come back.
You know, in reading again about this Center for Higher Education, you think about those 24,000 students that you are not going to go ahead and go to college, a traditional college or anything like that. It seems to me like we need to start younger, start earlier, preparing kids, in the, sixth grade, seventh, eighth grade, what do you want your career path to be? I mean, teaching them that, when you graduate from high school, whether you're going to four-year college or not, you need to do something in your life. So, you know, we need to prepare our kids to do something to, you know, in their life, for their families and for everything else. Also, the other thing is, of those that do attend a four-year college, 65% drop out. This is
right.
This is a terrible, terrible stat. You know, 65%.
Well, here's an interesting stat for us is that we will actually transfer into Ivy Tech more students coming from four-year institutions back to us eventually, meaning that they will have dropped out and they come back to us. We have more transfer in than actually transfer out to four-year schools, which is it is a travesty. Many times, quite honestly, that student just didn't know what they wanted to do, and they went on because everyone said go to a four-year school, and they got there, and they were overwhelmed and lost. We get some that academically, of course, don't succeed there, or financial reasons.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
college
what
is expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
About, we are so affordable at $4,200 a year for tuition. That's just incredible. And most of the time, our students are going to live at home, right? If they're in the Frankfurt community, they're going to live at home. So think about that. Even throwing in your books, you know, you're talking about $5,000 a year compared to $25,000 even at a state school to go room and board and fully loaded tuition there. So we really are a great opportunity, and we realize that in Indiana, this concept of community college, doing your first 2 years at home at community college where you'll still get high quality, our students will do as well, if not better, than the native Purdue students and other students wherever they transfer to. We know we're giving good quality education, but we also know this is still a new community college, is still a new concept in Indiana. But couldn't thank you all, the great people in Frankfurt, for being so much in the forefront of making that opportunity available to your citizens.
Yeah. I think in Ivy Tech, actually back in October of last year, offered addiction counselor courses. I think that's great because we're going to need that.
Unfortunately, we sure will. And that certificate, anything we can do to help provide the resources that we'll need on the front line of helping people through their addictions is incredibly important. And that's really what we do. We scan across all of the needs of employers. And in fact, we call these quadrant one jobs. What are those jobs that are hot in every community? And those are the things that when students come to us, when adults coming back come to us, we tell them, here are those most in-demand jobs in the community. You know, they sometimes have an idea when they walk in the door, but many times they really don't know what those good opportunities are. And that's really our job, to help them leave with a credential that will serve not only themselves and their families, but the employer community that they're in, so they can have a good job and make a difference. But yeah, the range of offerings we have, from those advanced manufacturing positions to IT to healthcare, and as you stated, addiction services, they're all very important in our communities.
Sue, is Ivy Tech going on the path you want to see it for the future?
We sure are, and I couldn't be prouder of all of our campuses and the leadership and our faculty who are on the front lines every day helping our students succeed. Indiana really will not succeed if we as Ivy Tech don't step forward and help invite in, recruit in more students, and then help them be successful into those high-demand jobs that are in our communities. So we fill a really important need, and we have a very dedicated team, more than 3,500 employees across the state, another 3,000 adjunct faculty that come to work for us for one class or two classes a semester, bringing their skill into the classroom to share. And in doing that, really together, we can be such an important part of helping Indiana succeed.
Yeah, one of the other things I noticed that you are partnering with a lot of the four-year universities to do reverse transfers and all that kind of stuff. And I like seeing Ivy Tech do that, you know, with these other universities. It just shows us that everybody is working together to educate our children.
That's absolutely right. And likewise with our K-12 partners, every school corporation, we work with over 400 high schools across Indiana, 70,000 dual credit students every year, that we're helping them make that seamless transition from high school taking while they're in high school, college courses that will help them get ahead and prepare for that career, and then helping move them successfully into post-secondary, as well as, you're right, we work with all of our four-year partners and making sure that our students get the most value out of the credits that they're receiving. And that reverse transfer was one more way that when our students transfer before they get their associate degree, they know that when they get those extra hours at the four-year institution, they can then be awarded their associate degree, because that will help them get a better job in the meantime, and they've earned that degree, they ought to have it. So, yeah, we're very happy with the partnerships we have with our four-year institutions, mm-hmm. both publics and privates. I think we really are, in Indiana, getting it right, that we can't compete. We really need to all be about helping that student get their best education while they're in K-12, and then as they move into post-secondary, we've got to do a smooth handoff and help them continue to succeed as they achieve their career objective.
So how is, Ken and I were talking about this earlier, so how is Indiana as a state doing in regards to education, and how's the, you know, state education board doing in regards to trying to get the best education for our kids?
You know, we're very proud of Indiana's education system. It gets lots of accolades, but I have to say it gets harder for educators every day, and I know we see it in our classrooms, because that same addiction problem you talked about affects so many families. Mm-hmm. So in our elementary schools and high schools, they have more kids with more challenges at home, and we all know the mental health issues that are out there and the challenges of families today. So I think teachers and educators have never worked harder and are trying to do the right things, and our state has good policy in place. But I will just tell you, this job is not going to get easier. Mm-hmm. It's until we can solve some of the addiction problems in our state, we are able to provide the robust mental health services and others. I'd say the Healthy Indiana plan and the things we're doing in the state are all helping us get in position to do that, but it's still a heavy lift. So I have nothing but accolades to offer to our educators out there. I happen to be married to one of those high school principals, mm-hmm. just recently retired, so I know firsthand the challenges they have. I've seen now firsthand at Ivy Tech the students that we work with. Our top strategy in student success is meeting students' needs, and what that means is wraparound services. You wouldn't believe how many of our campuses have a food pantry. We need to provide emergency aid if a student, if they have a flat tire, they'll drop out because they can't afford to get that tire fixed. Daycare for our working adults, mm-hmm. The ability to have that. So those needs are ever growing, things that community college wasn't expected to do 10 or 20 years ago. But if we want more Hoosiers to have that opportunity for post-secondary and those great jobs and careers that are out there, then we need to adapt. And I think that's what education at all levels is doing in Indiana. And we have to be prepared to continue to look at new ways, innovative ways, to meet our students where they are.
I know that Ken and I both agree that today we would not want to be a teacher.
It's a challenging job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? So many people blame the teachers. They point the finger to the teacher. You're not teaching my kid. But you know what? That all starts at home. I mean, when I was a kid, when I would come home from school, I had homework to do. My parents would say, hey, you got homework to do, get it done. And, they were encouraging about, different things, as far as my schoolwork goes. And a lot of kids don't have that today. and they don't have the support from home, you know, to, you know, for their education. And all they want to do is sit back and blame the teachers for not educating their kids.
Well, in the number of single parents, you know, trying to work a 50 or 60 hour week while raising a family, that's, it gets really complicated. Even when parents are doing the very best they can, it is a more complex world than many of us grew up in. And I couldn't agree with you more in that our teachers really, it is a tough job. I have a daughter who's a chemistry teacher in high school right now. And mm-hmm. it, you know, none of us are immune, no matter what community we're in. It is what it is, and it's our job in education and higher ed specifically where we are to help our students where they are and help them succeed, and I couldn't be more proud of the work that our faculty and staff do every day to go above and beyond to help our students succeed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We need to take a break. So it's always a pleasure to have you on, and always good. You always give positive information in regards to the education and where we're heading and, you know, what we need to do to further our educational experiences.
Well, thank you both, Ken and Larry, for all you're doing there, and I hope you'll invite me on again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
We will do that, I promise you.
Okay.
You take care.
All right,
take
thank
care.
You. Have a great day.
Take
bye.
Care soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You've been listening to Party Line, and our sponsors are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance. We're your shield and your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works For You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen, premium pork products. Hearing care professionals, hear well, live well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We're going to have a few advertisements here, and we'll be right back.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way, with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hear well, live well. Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance. We're your shield and your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center. Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare. Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen premium pork products. Hearing care professionals, hear well, live well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We only have a couple minutes left in our show today. We do have a few local things I'd like to address. The railroad track potholes are causing a problem on Washington Avenue. Frankfort Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth said he wants the public to know that he is trying to help fix a problem near the railroad tracks on Washington Avenue that has numerous potholes in them next to Galvin's Auto Sales. This is not the city's responsibility, Forsyth said, and we can't do anything about it. They did try to put down some cold patches on the tracks last week, despite knowing that the railroad doesn't want anybody to mess with the tracks. However, the patches are already gone due to the traffic, due to the water situations. And he has contacted an engineer from Norfolk and Southern Railroad who owns the tracks, and that person said that they are going to send a dump truck full of cold patch down later this week to try to help the situation. He said that there's already been two flat tires caused by the condition on the tracks. And so slow down if you're driving down Washington Avenue when you get around those tracks. We do not want you to, blow out a tire. And Norfolk and Southern will hopefully have someone come in the summer to remedy the problem completely. Hey, also, we do have the Clinton County is under a flood watch through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has expanded the flood watch to include portions of central Indiana and west central Indiana, including Clinton County, through Wednesday morning. So we want to just make sure that we're careful as we're out there driving on the roads, the streets in town and also on the roads, that we're aware of the water. And you'll slow down if you plan to go through it. If you can go, or if you see water covering the streets, whatever, try to go around it. So that's going to do it for today's show. So join us again tomorrow. We're going to have the Utility Service Board. And hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.